If you're going to start to run away from the Mechama, that will just make us lose. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Nas Yisrael of Nei Plishtim, V'gam Magefa G'day L'Hoysa B'yam, that since they were running away, it came a big Magefa. So you can't leave the Mechama. Hulahal in the Waim, another Pasuk says, Hulahal in the Waim, V'yanusu Anshe Yisrael of Nei Plishtim, V'yiplu Chalolim, the same thing, when you run away from war, that causes you to be, V'yiplu Chalolim, they fell, killed. When is all these psukim, all these halachas we just had, that if somebody married a new wife, or bona bayis chodesh, or not a kerem chadosha, he has a right to go home, that's only if the mechamas or mechamas or rishus. That means, Tom, you want to go to make Eretz Yisrael wider, to be kovish, more lands. Abu be mechamas mitzvah, but a mechamas mitzvah, like Rashi says, go and kibush Eretz Yisrael b'mei Yeshua, when Klal Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael to conquer the goof of Eretz Yisrael, that was a Mechemes Mitzvah. Then the Klal is that HaKol Yoytzim, there's no Pturim. Everybody has to go out to fight. Afilu Chosem Mechedr, even though the Chosem out of his Cheder. The Kala Mechiposei, even though they just had the Chuppah, still the Chosem has to go to Av Mechama. There's no Pturim. Omer Reb Yehuda, the Nedver Mamurim, when is this said the Mechemes Mitzvah? Only by a Mechemes Mitzvah. Well, since you know what the Machlekes is. He learns, no. Even by a Mechemes Mitzvah, still you have the Pturim, the Heterim, to go home. Abu b'Mechemes Choyva, but by a Mechemes Choyva, when there's a Choyv, an obligation, when you have to go fight, then the Klal is, HaKol Yoytzim. No, there's no Pturim, everybody has to go out to fight. Afilu Chosen Mechedroi, V'Kalo Mechoposoi. Even a Chosen from his Cheder, and a Kalo Mechoposoi, right after the Chuppah, still they have to go to the Mechama. So we'll see in the Gemara.
And that's what it says, V'kala Michoposo, it doesn't mean she has to go to fight. The Kala, the ladies don't go to fight. It means they go out there to help give water and give the food for the by the Mechama. Now the Gemara says, Mayike ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
That's good, they both say the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says in the Mishnah, Yorav Rachalev of Zermas Yorav in Averus. And then Rabbi Yossi says that Amon Lekain Godl is also called an Avera, that he goes home. Chur, they're both saying the same thing. And what's Rabbi Yossi really saying different than Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara says, Ike Benayu Avera with the Rabbonin. Now the community is doing an Avera with the Rabbonin. Now the Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Afilu Obra Divrei Seferim is also Chayzer. He says, any Avera we have, even an Avera with the Rabbonin, also you have a right to go from the Mechama. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he says only a case of an Amon L'Kohen Gadol, which is an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's an Afkamina. If you only have an Issa D'Rabbanan, can you go home for the Mechama or not? According to Rabbi Yossi, you have no Heter. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, you're still allowed to go home. So Gemara says, Kaman Oz L'Ruza Golai, call the Tana that we learned. Sach Bein Tfilah L'Tfilah. If somebody speaks in between the two Tfilins, or Tfilin Shoyad and Tfilin Shorosh, the Rashi says, "Bein hanochas tefillin shoyad, the tefillin shorosh." If somebody speaks out after he put on the shoyad, he made a bracha loniach tefillin. Allah is not allowed to talk out before you finish putting on the shorosh. If somebody spoke out in between, that's an avera. So Allah is, it says here clearly, averahi biyodai. It's like you have an avera in your hand. The chayzer olei meyorchei al mechama. You have a right to go from the war because of that. So who does this go like? Command Rabbi Yossi Aglili, goes to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because here clearly it's only an Issa the Rabbanan. There's no Issa the Raisa. It's only Yossim the Rabbanan. So you see, even an Issa the Rabbanan, still you have to go home. Verse says, Man tan who's the tan of the Tan Rabbanan, words in the Raisa. Shoma Kil Kronos. If somebody heard by the war, the Kil Kronos, or the Karen of the Horns. For he has seen, he got afraid. Or else Hagofas Treason. He heard the banging of the shields. He became afraid. Tzechtzuach charovas. He heard the banging of the swords together. Omayim shoysen lo. He got so afraid he was letting out his merag lion. Al birkov, the merag lion started to fall down on his feet. In alocha chayzer, he also he has had to go home. So who dashes like this? Keman lechurulem lekrebi kiva. Chur is not like Rebbe Kiva. That Rebbe Kiva says in our Mishnah when the pasuk says hayorei barach halevov kimashmo kipshutoi. I mean, somebody's afraid and is scared of Mechama, he has a heter to go home. Because here, Lechur, all it is the person's afraid. So see, if the person becomes afraid, he has a heter to go home. So Lechur, that's like Rabbi Yossi, that's like Rabbi Kiva. V'loi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because here, Lechur, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says only if you have a virus. And here it's not an Avera. So Gemara says, no, it could be, for her over here, Afilo Reb Yosi Aglili Maida. Even Reb Yosi Aglili is Maida. Such a person has a heter to go home from the Mechama. Why? Mishum Dechsir, the Pasuk says, Lo Yimas as Lavav Achiv Kilavavai. There's no Chaninyin. That you should not make your friend, your fellow army men, be afraid like you. So the person becomes such a baby, like so scared, there's mamash matzum, eraglayim, who are afraid to let such a person be by the machama, because he'll ruin the other people. The other people will get to become afraid because of him. So such a person that's so afraid, he takes out there to go home. Could be even according to Yosef Lili, he should also go home. Right. Then the boss says, "V'hoyi kechalas hashoytru." When the shoytru finished talking, yeah. The marhay mifnei shetchilas nisa nefila. What is the sake of the beginning of running away is falling down? It should have said the opposite way. Mifnei shetchilas nefila nisa miboyilei. That's what I should have said. Because the beginning of nefila of losing the machama is nisa running away. That's the way it should say. Ema say this is the way it should be said. Mifnei shetchilas nefila nisa nechnami. Because the beginning of Nefila, falling down, of losing the Mechama, is Nisa. Therefore we tell him, be careful, don't run away. When do we have these Heterim to go on by Bonabayis Kodesh or Isha Kodesh or by Mechama Rishus? Omer Rabbi Yechanan.
Rabbi Yechanan says like this, Rishus to Rabbonim, at the Tanakhama, the first part of the Mishnah, when they say, like these halachas applied by Mechama Rishus, Zuhi mitzvah to Reb Yehuda. That's the same halacha when Reb Yehuda told it from Mechemes mitzvah. In other words, really there's no machloikis about the type of Mechemes, whether they have a right to go home or not. Now mitzvah to Rabbonim, when the Rabbonim say by Mechemes mitzvah that nobody has a right to go home, everybody has to fight, Zuhi chayva to Reb Yehuda. That's what Reb Yehuda is talking about. It makes it into a chayva to say that what everybody has to go fight. So really, what's the difference between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonim? It's only enough to mean that Reb Yehuda called the mitzvah a Mechemes Rishus, that the Rabbanan called it a Rishus, Reb Yehuda called it a mitzvah, that's also called a Mechemes mitzvah. Even though you have a right to go home from the war, but our Kohanim is called you doing a mitzvah. And the nafka mina is, if Oisik the mitzvah is put them in a mitzvah, is it called you being Oisik in a mitzvah? So Gemara explains, oh my Rabbi says like this, Mechemes Yeshua Lichboish Divri Hakol Chayva. The Shas Klal Yisrael was first going into Eretz Yisrael, B'Shas Yeshua, when they went to be Chayvash Eretz Yisrael, that everybody agrees that's called the Chayva. Mechemes Beis David Le'Revocha Divrihaka Rishus. That they went out to fight, Stam like Beis David HaMelech, to be Marviach, to make conquer new lands, just to add it on to Eretz Yisrael, Harvocha to add on, that's called the Rishus. Keep Ligi with the Machlegis between the Yud and the Rabbonin, Lemute Oivde Kechovim T'Lelaisi Olayu. When the Jews want to go fight against the Goyim, just like to wipe out the Goyim around the borders, that they should not come and fight us. Ma korilo mitzvah. We have Yehuda calls that a mechemes mitzvah, and therefore there's halacha of oisi b'mitzvah spotem in a mitzvah. Even though, of course, you have the heterim of the Torah to go home from the war if you build a new house or a new wife. Or ma koril rishus, and the chum called this type of a mechum only a mechemes rishus. The lochas are the same, that Yavadi can go home. Just nafkamina, what's the difference whether we call this mitzvah of harvocha, or of to keep away the goyim, not to come fight against us? What's the difference if we call it a mechemes rishus, like the Tanakhama calls it, or you call it a mechemes mitzvah, like Yehuda calls it? So where it says, nafkamina, loisek b'mitzvah shepotam min ha-mitzvah. The nafkamina is, you have the p'tur here, of loisek b'mitzvah shepotam min ha-mitzvah or not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the p'tur of Oisik b'mitzvah spotem min ha-mitzvah. And according to Rabbon, you don't have this p'tur. Like Rashi says, Ki pligi, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonim b'mitzvah or rishus, t'lamar potem min ha-mitzvah, or lamar chayef b'lmochomo shi lamutu yavdik chovim, t'lalaisi alayim. In such a case, when they're going to fight against the goyim, just to make sure they don't come again against us, that's a shalom, that's called a mitzvah, that if you Oisik in this mitzvah, you potem from other mitzvahs or not. That's the whole nafkamina. But Allah and the actual Muhammad, when you have a right to go home or not, there's no machlekes. Yehadrin Alecha Meshuach Muhammad. Alright, turn over. Yeah. The Mishnah says like this. Eglo arufa b'loshen hakodesh. That is a pash to say over the pash of eglo arufa. That's b'davka loshen hakodesh. Shenem Raposik says, ki yimotze cholo b'yadomo, if you find a dead body on the ground, v'yetzu ziknecho b'shavtecho, they have to go out. Now we dashin shloisha mi bezden agodol, shev Yerushalayim, hoyu yoytzen. You have to have three from the bezden agodol, and Yerushalayim used to go out. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly how we dashin has to be in Loshon HaKodesh. Rakol Paranau was saying when they went out though, they have to have three from the bezden agodol. Shev yudu oimer chamisha. No, they have to have five that went out. Shenem Raposik says, ziknecho, that's two, shnayim. V'shavtecho is also shnayim. And v'yein bezden shokl, you can't have an even amount, is masifun aleim oidech. You have to have a fifth one. Nimtza tomen. Let's say they found the dead body hidden in the ground, the tomen, hidden inside. Tomen beglal, the gal, in a gal shal of water, Rashi says. You found him hidden underneath stones. Or it's tluya bilun, or else you found him hanging on a tree. Or it's safa pnei mayim, or else you find the dead body floating in the water. In such a case, Allah is lehoya orphan. There was no mitzvah to bring the egla rufa. Shenema, because the pasuk says bi adama. The case of an egla rufa is if you find the dead body outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so therefore the city needs a kapara, so they have to bring the egla rufa. But the pasuk says bi adama, only if you found the dead body bi adama. For loy tamim begal, not if he's hidden underneath stones. Yeah. Neufel, the pasuk says neufel, he was fell. For loy tolubilun, and not if he's hanging on a tree. The pasuk says vatsoda, you found him in the fields. For loy tzafa pnei amayim, and not if you found him floating in the water. Now nimsa somach lesefer, if you find him near the boundaries, oilir or near a city, sheruba oydikachov nemosem agoyim. Then there's no denegla roof either, because most probably he was killed from that city, and most probably was a goyish murderer then. Or the ear shein ba beznas, he found the nearest city that doesn't have a bezdin, the hoya orphan. There's no mitzvah egla roof either. And ein moitadin el ear sheish ba bezdin. There's only a question, when do we have to make a medida to know, like, which city was more closer to, if the city has a bezdin? Then you have to make a medida, measure it out to make sure that this city is closer to this mace. Is closer to the city that has a bezdin. And if it's closer to that city, then there's a mitzvah of egla rufa. We'll see in the Gemara. These are the tanoim you need to have to bring an egla rufa. If the mace was found outside a city, that city has a bezdin. So the Gemara, my comma, what does the Mishnah mean to say, where's the proof that the parsha of egla rufa has to be said b'davka noshen HaKodesh? At the top Rashi says in the Mishnah, Mashas kenim oimrim, that is kenim have to say over, that yodeinu l'shovcha, that has to be said b'loshen HaKodesh. How do we know it? Somewhere about who a hachikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Shenem and the pasuk says vi'onu vi'omru. It says over here they have to answer and say hulahalonu oimer. Before we had by the birchas of hagrizim narevel oimer vi'onu alavim vi'omru. Sama ani amur hulahalon. Just by hagrizim narevel b'loshen HaKodesh. Then we have sukkim zavka b'loshen HaKodesh. Is zavkan b'loshen HaKodesh here also? That the parsha of egla rufa they have to say over the psukim is b'davka loshon hakodesh. The seder egla rufa kaitzed. What's the seder? Ki yimotze chlal ba'adama. If you find a dead body in the ground, the yotze is ikenecha b'shavtecha. Shloishim ibez nagodesh yirushalayim ayotzim. And then they used to go out three from the bez nagodl in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, could have just said zikene. It says zikenecha means the special. Zikenecha means three from the bezden agodl. Yes. We have yudu wai mechamisha. Tana rabbon. V'yotzu zikenecha v'shevtecha. Zikenecha shnayim v'shevtecha shnayim. This is Rabbi Yudah's Rosha. V'yein bezden shokol masifun aleyem moidechot. Harekan chamisha div Rabbi Yudah. That's all you have. That's five. You have to have five from bezden. Rabbi Shimon oimer zikenecha shnayim. V'yein bezdin shokom asifin alayim moidechot. Harei kan shloish, that's all. Just need three from the bezdin agodol. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon Ami, ahiksiv v'shavtecha. It also says the words of v'shavtecha. The Gemara says, umi boilei lemiyuchodim shem v'shavtecha. That these three dayonim have to be special dayonim. That means for the bezdin agodol they have to be. V'yem Yehuda mi ziknei zikenecha nafka. He learns out two things from the word zikenecha. Could just say ziknei, it says zikenecha, learns out both. Reb Shimon, ikos rachmon is ziknei, have a min afilo ziknei hashuk. Anybody, any older person in the street, kos rachmon is a kenecha means no, the special kenecha from a bezdin.
Because of Rachamon is a Kenecha, the Minu after goes in Hedrin Katana. Even any Bezdin, even a Bezdin in your city. Because of Rachamon is Beshef Techo, means Lim Yuchodim Beshef Techo. Has to be special Dayonim from the Bezdin Agod. If you had more Rabbi Yudin Ami, Gomar Ziknei Ziknei, let him also learn out, he may learn out Zerah Shav, Ziknei Ziknei, Mi Ziknei Yoeda. That Ma'al Halen Mi Yuchodim Shevede, just like over there means special ones, his Afkan here also, Mi Yuchodim Shevede. Rashi says, "Zikni Eda the Smichas Par Helam Dover V'Yatla Shavtech Lo V'Yoyt Shnayim." Igu for the more Igomar Legamri Igomar Ligmro Lekulim Is Lulun Af Everything From the Amihosim Zikenecha V'Shavtech Lomali. If so, why B'Chal Need the Pasuk Zikenecha For V'Shavtecha? Learn out from these words of Mizikni Eda. Learn out from there. Trashy the Rabbi Yehuda, the Ligma the Kulim Nosmi Osam, the Rabbi Yehuda Osam Nami Chamisha Kamar. The Aleph Lo Mikro Perakam the Sanhedrin. There also need five. So let them learn out from over there that you need five. And so if so, over here the Knech Mishavtecha Lomeli, Ela that he doesn't learn out from there. Ela Vav Mishavtecha Leminyana. The Vav Mishavtecha Trashy Kleimar. Loigomag Zereshava. The Yitzchak Shavtecha Le Sanhedrin Gedela. Kreb Shimon. So how does he know then another two? How does he know five? Navov, the Vishavtecha, Darash of Yudel Minyana, Lov Yoichnaim. He learns it out from the extra Vov, Vishavtecha, that's how he knows you need another two. But not from the Gzereshav, everything is from this Pasuk here, Ziknecha, Vishavtecha. That you need Miuchodim, special Dayonim, Spelnebez Nagodol, and he owes the Vov, Vishavtecha, another two, you need five. If we have Shimin, Vov Lamash.